Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau, KRWG News. Time is 6:45. A new report shows the eviction rate is higher than the national average in New Mexico's largest city. Ross Brown reports.
New data from the Eviction Lab Project shows that most evictions occur in the south and southeast portions of the United States, but Albuquerque's evictions in 2016 also were higher than the national average. The Eviction Lab Project examined more than 80 million records going back to 2000 and found that in 2016, 4 eviction notices were filed every minute. Media Lab research specialist Adam Porton says even though rents are lower in cities such as Albuquerque, eviction rates are higher than in many large cities.
In 2016, 4.72% of families were evicted, and that's about 2% higher than the national average. To put it a different way, that's about 6 people every single day getting evicted in Albuquerque.
By highlighting the housing affordability crisis, Eviction Lab researchers hope social scientists, journalists, and policymakers will take a deeper dive to identify causes and their solutions. Porton says the loss of housing can lead to other societal problems and make it harder for those evicted to find housing in the future.
Maybe you can find temporary housing, stay with a friend or relative. Maybe you end up homeless for a period of time. It means you might lose your job if where you end up is too far from where you have to work. Your children might have to move schools. And it takes a toll on every aspect of family life.
The data shows that more than 6,300 Americans were kicked out of their homes every day in 2016, or 2.3 million people. Porton notes that Americans were alarmed by the enormous number of foreclosures at the height of the Great Recession 10 years ago, but says evictions and their connection to poverty don't get the same attention.
If I was a citizen of Albuquerque or on the city council or community advocate, I'd find out about what policies are in place regarding tenant-landlord law that could be at play, what social safety net programs are going on.
Porton says the affordable housing crisis in the U.S. has pushed millions of poor working families to the brink of eviction because the majority spend 50% of their income on housing costs, while 1 in 4 spend more than 70% of their income on rent and utilities. This is Ross Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
Will newspaper political endorsements become a thing of the past? Some thoughts from Walt Rubel of the Las Cruces Sun News.
A story by Business Insider in the days leading up to the 2016 election reported that more than 240 newspapers in the country had endorsed Hillary Clinton for president, while only 19 endorsed Donald Trump. Several newspapers that had been solidly Republican since their founding broke from the party for the first time in their history, none of which mattered on Election Day. On Friday, the Sun News editorial board met with Gavin Clarkson and Monty Newman, two of the Republican candidates seeking to replace Steve Pierce as the representative for Southern New Mexico in the U.S. House of Representatives. That began our process of interviews for the endorsements to come. The candidate interviews are always one of the most enjoyable parts of the job for me, if also one of the most stressful. That is especially true in local races, where we attempt to interview all of the candidates at the same time. We try very hard to have a productive, respectful conversation where everybody has the opportunity to be heard, and we stick to substantive issues. Information gathered during these interviews does more than just guide our endorsement choices. It also provides the foundation for our news reporting on each race. Our goal is not to tell voters who to pick. Rather, it is to present as much information about the candidates as possible, both in print and online, so they can make their own choices. Editorial endorsements can be part of the process. We explain our reasons for coming to the conclusions that we do, and we believe that our opinions are well-informed. But I have never based my vote on an endorsement, whether it was from a newspaper or anywhere else. And I certainly hope that voters will see the endorsements, along with all the other reporting, as tools for them to make their own decisions. There are some who question whether newspapers should make endorsements at all. They argue that taking a position on the race taints the straight news coverage. As always, we hope that people understand the difference between news and opinion. And newspaper endorsements are a long-standing tradition. The 538 political site notes that in 1860, the New York Times threw its weight behind Mr. Lincoln of Illinois, known as Old Abe, age 51, height 6'7", by profession rail splitter. I'm not sure if the Times editorial helped put Lincoln over the top at his race with James Buchanan, but in the past, newspaper endorsements have played an important role in elections. I'm not sure if that's true anymore. No winning candidate, and few losing ones, has ever received less editorial support than President Trump. Certainly, Trump is unique in a lot of ways, and many of the accepted rules of politics simply have not applied to him. But I think it goes beyond that. The days of newspaper endorsements may be coming to an end. I have mixed feelings about that. But for now, there's another election coming up and another batch of candidates to learn about. The process is always fascinating. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel with the Las Cruces Sun News.
Walt Rubel's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.